Welcome back, and let's get into some proper jack-up break energy. In this lesson, we're building a ragga-flavored snare snap in Ableton Live 12, and more importantly, we're arranging it so it actually feels like part of a real drum and bass tune, not just a loop that's been copy-pasted to death. The main idea here is simple. The snare is your personality. In this style, it's not just a drum hit, it's the thing that talks. It can sound rude, sharp, dusty, cheeky, or aggressive, and that character helps the whole groove feel alive. Your kick and sub keep the track grounded, but the snare is what gives the rhythm attitude. So first, we need a break with some character. Drag a breakbeat into an audio track in Ableton, turn warp on, and set your tempo somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM. If the break is a bit messy, that's totally fine. In fact, that often works better for jungle and D&B, because the tiny timing imperfections give the groove movement. For drum loops, beats warp mode is usually a solid place to start. Now, instead of just looping the break as is, we're going to slice it. Right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. If the break is readable, slice by transients. If it's dense and busy, slicing by 1/8 notes can make life easier. Ableton will turn the break into a drum rack, and now you can actually work with the individual hits. Go through the slices and find the main snare. Then look for any ghost snare, rim, or noisy hit that can support it. You do not need a million pads here. Keep it simple. One main snare, one ghost snare, maybe one little hat or break fragment for extra movement. The goal is snare snap color, not a giant drum museum. Now build the groove around the snare. Place the main snare on the classic D&B backbeat, usually on beat 2 and beat 4. Then add tiny support hits around it. A ghost note just before the snare can make the groove feel like it's leaning forward. A little break slice after the snare can add bounce. A tiny pickup at the end of bar 2 can help push the phrase into the next section. A good beginner pattern might be this. Bar 1 has the break movement and a snare on 2. Then bar 2 repeats the idea, but hits the snare on 4, with a ghost note leading in. That's already enough to make the pattern feel like it has shape. And keep an eye on velocity. Your main snare can be strong, but the ghost notes should stay way lower. Think energetic, not overblown. Now let's layer a clean snare on top. This is where the snap comes from. The break gives you character and movement, but a clean snare helps the hit cut through the mix, especially when the bass is heavy. Drag in a short, punchy snare sample and line it up with your main snare slice. You can put it on the same pad in the drum rack or on a separate track if that feels easier. On the clean snare, use EQ8 first. High pass it somewhere, around 120 to 180 HC so it's not fighting the sub or kick. If it needs more crack, give it a little boost in the 2 to 5 kHz area. If it gets too sharp or fizzy, ease off some of the harsh top around 7 to 9 kHz. You want bite, not pain. Then add a little saturator. You do not need loads. Just a small amount of drive, maybe 1 to 4 dB, and turn soft clip on if needed. This adds a bit of edge and density without making the snare thin or brittle. In ragga-flavored D&B, that little bit of dirt can really help the sound feel more alive. If the snare still feels weak, don't just turn it up. First, shape the transient. Shorten the decay if it's too long. If you're using simpler, one-shot mode can help keep the hit tight. If the tail is cluttering the groove, trim it. In this style, punch often comes more from a shorter front edge than from extra volume. You can also use drum bus on the snare or snare group for a bit more attitude. Keep it subtle. A little drive, a bit of transience, and usually very little or no boom for this kind of drum sound. The point is to sharpen the hit, not make it huge and muddy. Now let's bring in the ragga color. This is where the vibe starts talking back. Put a return track on echo or reverb and send a little bit of the snare into it. For echo, try an 1/8 or 1/4 note time, with low feedback, maybe around 10 to 25%. Filter the return so it doesn't cloud the low mids. For reverb, keep it short and controlled. A decay under a second is often enough, and a little pre-delay helps the snare stay upfront. A really useful trick here is to automate that send. Keep the main drop snare dry and hard, then increase the delay or reverb send just before a transition or fill. That contrast makes the arrangement feel bigger without wrecking the core groove. Dry impact first, then wet chaos as the switch up. Once the snare layer is working, group your drums and do a little bus processing. Keep this gentle, a tiny low cut if needed, a light glue compressor for maybe 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction, and maybe a touch of drum bus if the whole kit needs more bite. But be careful here, if you overcompress the drums, the break loses its bounce, and in D&B that can make the whole thing feel flat. Always check the balance. The snare should cut through, but it should not bulldoze the kick or the bass. The kick and sub need their own space. If the snare is huge in solo but disappears in the full mix, the answer is usually more mid-range presence, not more volume. Now we turn this loop into an actual arrangement. This is where a lot of beginners stop too early, and that's exactly where the track starts feeling repetitive. In DNB, small changes every 2, 4, or 8 bars are everything. A simple arrangement could go like this. Bars 1 to 8 are a filtered intro with break fragments and no full snare yet. Bars 9 to 16 bring in the first drop with the snare fully present on 2 and 4. Bars 17 to 24 keep the groove, but add a snare fill in the last 2 bars. Bars 25 to 32 push into a switch up with more chopped break movement and a bit more echo on the snare. And here's the key idea. Repeat the core groove, but change the snare surroundings. Maybe one section is dry and focused, another section gets a ghost note, another section gets a delayed tail on the last hit. These tiny changes keep the listener locked in without making the track feel random. A really solid beginner move is to use subtraction as a transition tool. Remove one break slice, mute a ghost note, pull the snare layer slightly drier for one bar, then bring it back with a little more space on the next phrase. That kind of restraint can make the next hit feel much bigger. A few common mistakes to watch out for here. First, don't make the snare louder when it really just needs to be sharper. Second, don't let the break and the layered snare fight in the same frequency range. Third, don't drown the hit in reverb. DNB needs impact more than wash. And fourth, don't get stuck looping one bar forever. The arrangement is where the tune starts to breathe. If you want a darker or heavier result, keep the main snare dry and use the wet effects only for transitions. Keep ghost notes quiet. Use drum bus for edge, not weight overload. And keep the snare centered. Stereo width is better left for atmospheres, effects, and hats. A centered snare usually hits harder and keeps the low end feeling stable. Here's a great mini practice exercise. Build a 4-bar phrase. Slice a break. Layer a clean snare. Program a 2-bar DNB groove at 170 to 174 BPM. And add one ghost snare before bar 2 or 4. Process the snare with EQ, a little saturator, maybe light drum bus, then add a return track with echo or reverb and send only the last snare hit of bar 4. Duplicate the phrase and make one small change, like muting the ghost note or increasing the delay send. Then listen with a sub or re-space and make sure the snare still leads the groove. And if you want to level up, try building a 16-bar mini arrangement with 3 snare versions, a dry main version, a slightly dirtier version, and a transition version with extra space or tail. Spread those across the 16 bars so the section evolves every 4 bars. By the end, you should be able to hear whether the snare is the energy anchor of the track, and whether the arrangement feels like a story instead of a loop. So remember this, in Rag & Fuse DNB, the snare is not just a hit, it's a phrase marker, a tension tool, and a vibe carrier. Get the snap right, keep the low end clean, and let the arrangement do the talking.